Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Get your Bible at this time and turn to John chapter 21. We've been studying about one of the great men of the New Testament, and that is Peter. And in just a moment, we're going to read from John chapter 21, beginning in verse 18, about how Jesus told Peter something about the manner of death in which he would die. And we'll discuss that a little bit with a tradition associated with that, and that is not something that's not so. It's just something not recorded in the Scriptures, and very likely could be so. At least it's the story passed down. But then we're going to turn to Peter's epistles, because we have two letters that Peter wrote, and we know them in our Bible as 1st and 2nd Peter. And since we've spent so much time examining Peter and learning what Peter taught us about Jesus, we're going to learn what he teaches us about Jesus from these two epistles as well. So while you're turning to John chapter 21, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you will, let's turn and read with me John chapter 21. You can read this very well in the King James Version or the New King James Version or whatever version you have, but I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901 because that serves as the basis for the Sunday school lessons that E.A. Elam wrote that we've been studying on this radio program. But now let's look at this. John chapter 21 and verse 18. Jesus says to Peter, "Verily, verily I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walked whether thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whether thou wouldest not." Now this he spake, signifying by what manner of death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, "Follow me." Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also leaned on his breast at the supper, and said, "Lord, who is it that betrayeth thee?" Peter, therefore, seeing him, said to Jesus, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" Jesus saith unto him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me." This saying therefore went forth among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him that he should not die, but "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee?" That disciple whom Jesus loved is John the Apostle. And we know that John outlived all of the apostles. He may have lived into his 90s, and it very well he could have lived to be over 100 years old. And so some were thinking, well, maybe Jesus said he wouldn't die. But that's not what he was saying. It is interesting to me that Peter looked at John and said, "What about him?" And Jesus let Peter know, "Peter, you need to think about yourself. You follow me." And what if John should continue to live till I come again? What is that to thee? You follow me. And so Peter was made the lesson well known to him that he was to follow Christ. It is interesting how he says that when you were young, you girded yourself and went where you wanted to. And you know, young men, we do that. When we grow old, it's not so easy. Some become where they just can't go where they want to, and they need help. But in Peter's case, it sounds like when he was old, another would gird him and take him where he did not want to go. And the old tradition is that Peter, when he was old, was imprisoned. And when they came to execute him, that they bound his hands and led him away to his execution, where he did not want to go. But let me tell you this about Peter. Peter knew where he was going, and he knew where he was going after he was executed. And he knew that was not the end. We are very fortunate that when we talk about Peter, we have two letters that Peter wrote. And the letter we call the first epistle of Peter, Peter writes about that hope that we as Christians have. First and Second Peter is they're two different, they're kind of twin epistles, in that First Peter deals with problems that the church is facing from without, and Second Peter deals more with problems the church is facing from within. But I want to read those lovely letters to you. They will sound somewhat like the letters of Paul, but they have their own character, and they come from this great man, Peter. So let me begin. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the elect who are sojourners of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. 1 Peter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy beget us again into a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who by the power of God are guarded through faith unto a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice. Though now, for a little while, if need be, ye have been put to grief in manifold trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold that perisheth, though it is proved by fire, may be found unto the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, not having seen, ye love, on whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice greatly with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Concerning which salvation the prophets sought and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what time or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did point unto, when it testified beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and of the glories that should follow him, to whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto you did they minister these things, which now have been announced unto you through them that preach the gospel unto you by the Holy Spirit sent forth from heaven, which things angels desire to look into. 1 Peter 1 and verse 13. Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and set your hope perfectly on the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As children of obedience, not fashioning yourselves according to your former lust and the time of your ignorance, but like as he who called you is holy, be ye yourselves also holy in all manner of living. Because it is written, ye shall be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on him as Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning in fear, knowing that ye were redeemed, not with corruptible things, with silver or gold from the vain manner of life handed down from your fathers, but with the precious blood as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, even the blood of Christ, who was foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world, but was manifest at the end of the times for your sake, who, through him, are believers in God, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in your obedience to the truth unto unfeigned love of the brethren, love one another from the heart fervently, having been begotten again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of God, which liveth and abideth. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory thereof as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower falleth, but the word of the Lord abideth forever. And this is the word of good tidings which was preached unto you. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. Putting away therefore all wickedness and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, long for the spiritual milk which is without guile, that ye may grow thereby unto salvation. If ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, unto whom coming? A living stone, rejected indeed of men, but with God elect, precious. Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, because it is contained in Scripture. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 8. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be put to shame. For unto you that believe is the preciousness, but for such as disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and rock of offense. For they stumbled at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that ye may show forth the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who in times past were no people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11. Beloved, I beseech you as sojourners and pilgrims to abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul, having your behavior seemly among the Gentiles, that wherein they speak evil against you as evildoers, they may by your good works which they behold glorify God in the day of visitation. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 13, or 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 13. Be subject to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme, or unto governors as sent by him for vengeance on evildoers, and for praise to them that do well. For so is the will of God, that by well doing ye should put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your freedom for a cloak of wickedness, but as bond servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 18. Servants, be in subjection to your masters with all fear, and not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is acceptable, if for conscience toward God a man endureth grief, suffering wrongfully, what glory is it? But if when ye sin and are buffeted for it, ye take it patiently,